Down the hill from where the Oswalds lived, past the train station, past the town of Empire with its machine shops, and clubhouse and commissary and post office and stores, down a steep terrace of 154 steps, down, down, down into the Cordillera Mountains, into the base of a man-made canal that was presently 40 feet deep and 420 feet wide and growing by the day. Thousands of men worked in the rain, shoveling mud, wrapping dynamite, laying railroad track, and swinging pickaxes at the sheared rock walls. Every morning, these men, who had come from all over the world, from places like Holland, Spain, Puerto Rico, France, Germany, Cuba, China, India, Turkey, England, Argentina, Peru, Jamaica, St. Lucia, Martinique, Antigua, Trinidad, Grenada, St. Kitts, Nevis, Bermuda, Nassau, and Barbados most of all, converged in one place, the Culebra Cut. They poured in on labor trains and scrambled down the mountainside, and when the whistle blew, they worked. From sunrise to sundown, they opened the earth. They stood in mud that came up to their knees. They breathed in coal smoke from the locomotives that ceaselessly shuttled past. Their ears pounded with the hammer of rock drills that echoed against the carved mountainsides. Their hands blistered and bled from squeezing the handles of their picks and their shovels for hours on end. Their legs ached, their shoulders burned, their backs felt as though they were breaking, about to snap in two. They were wet all the time. They could never get dry. They were covered with mud. They could never get clean. Their boots fell apart. They shivered with fever. They sang songs in the rain. They swung their arms, and they shoveled again and again. Omar Aquino, 17 years old, stood in the cut and wiped his arm across his brow. It was near the end of September, and rain poured off the brim of his hat. He felt a wave roll through his head from the front to the back, and he stood still, waiting for it to pass. The waves had been coming all day, making him dizzy for a second or two.
"You okay?"
the man working next to him asked.
Yes,
Omar said.
You need rest?
The man's name was Beresford, 20 years old, wearing a red handkerchief tied around his neck. He had arrived from Barbados only a few days ago. Behind them, a locomotive pulling a chain of empty, one-sided flat cars rattled on the track, then came to a stop. Steam shovels lowered their necks to scoop up the rock and clay that the men had picked loose, then rotated until their jaws hovered over the idling flat car beds, and with a crash, dumped it all down. When the flat cars were full, the yardmaster would give the signal and the locomotive would drag the cars off, hauling the spoil away. Seamlessly and without pause, a new chain of empty flat cars would roll in, ready for more. All day long, this was the rhythm. The men swung, the steam shovels scooped, the trains rolled in, the trains rolled out.